Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. The military has released over 230 suspected Boko Haram terrorists made up of 219 males and 11 females after profiling them. Now, a source says the suspects were cleared after it was established that they were not terrorists but were conscripted against their will. What is the fate of these victims? My colleague in Borno tells us more.
I'm Hamis Kabir Matazu. I'm the Veru chief of Daily Trust here in the Northeast. A point of correction. Yesterday we reported over 200, but today we were able to get the figure of over 313 were released from the military detention. What I'm going to say about this issue is that for about 10 years, these people have been picked from the individual's locations to the military camp under the suspicion that they have a link with Boko Haram insurgency. And along the way, some spend 10 years, some 9, some 8 different years under the military detention. In the facility, which is very inhuman if you visited the facility, but it was later improved to a world standard. Then now they have been released. They have been cleared of those allegations, and they were set free yesterday.
So did you see them? What has been happening since then?
Actually, they try as much as possible to keep press away from them. They were released at Giwa Barrack, and they were handed over to Borno State Government under the supervision of Ministry of Women Affairs. And yesterday night, we learned that in the night, they took them to a rehabilitation camp at Bulunkutu area. So we could not have access to them because even the government officials were not cooperating with us. That's the situation of things for now. What we are trying to do is to reach out to their family members, for those that we can access their families to know maybe if they have information on when the military and the government officials will release them, will reunite them with the families.
So far, how is that going? Have you been able to reach out to any of the family members?
Why we could not reach out to the family members is because we don't know who and who were released from the detention. Yes, so maybe, but with time, we are working on it, and we surely will get them. We will get the family members, and we will speak to them.
All right, has the Borno State government come out to say anything at all, even if it's compensation, or confirm that these people will be properly compensated? Has anything been said from the government side?
Yes, that was what we tried to find out, but nobody from the side of government is willing to talk. Okay. That's the major issue. And now what we are trying to do is to reach out to maybe some NGOs to speak on that. And also we were able to speak to lawyers because it's an issue that has to maybe do with litigation, because these people were detained, and from the site, what we have gotten from the lawyers, they said that the people have case to pursue, because they were kept for more than a duration that the Constitution has allowed. Yes, because I think based on what they were saying, even if it is they are under investigation, they should not have exceeded 3 months in detention.
So in but, all of this, you can see. The government has been mute towards reporters and journalists.
Yes, they have been mute, actually.
That was Hamisu Matazu, Daily Trust Bureau Chief, Northeastern Nigeria. What is the legal implication of this? After the break, we would find out. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at the legal and security implications of the release of these detainees. Before we went on break, we heard from our colleague in Borno who told us the real situation of the released suspected Boko Haram detainees. Wrongfully accused and held in captive for 10 years, without access and hope to seeing your loved ones or regaining freedom again. Now, these victims have spent months in custody and now they've been proven innocent. Is there a possibility that they will come back to their own pound of flesh? What legal action can these people take, especially in a case where there is no adequate compensation? A legal practitioner educates us.
So my name is Mutiu Akisaya. I'm a legal practitioner. Okay, so it is clear from the Constitution that citizens have the right to liberty, freedom of movement, and all of that. And all of that is provided under the Constitution. So that's a fundamental human right that cannot be taken away from any citizen under any guise. So at any point in time that any citizen is arrested, he or she is expected to be charged to court within 48 hours. That's the maximum period. So if anybody is incarcerated or locked up or imprisoned for a period beyond that, the implication is that the fundamental rights of that citizen has been infringed, and there's a cause of action for that particular citizen. In this case, it's apparent that these suspects, they've been in the custody of the Nigerian Army for not just months, but for several years. And within those years, one will expect that if their intention was to keep those suspects, they ought to have gotten a court order to that effect. I do not know whether they had a court order to keep them for that long. But if they didn't, then it's clear that the rights of the citizens have been violated. And there is no doubt that terrorism is very dangerous to the existence of our people and to the existence of any country. But how issues of terrorism are also dealt with by government institutions are also very critical. And if this tactics by the Nigerian military continues, it may not solve the problem of terrorism, because they may even end up creating more terrorists than helping take these terrorists out of our country.
All right.
But the joy from this news, I think, is the fact that they're now being handed over to the Borno State government. So what we expect at this point is that the rehabilitation should be very comprehensive. They should be empowered, and they should get them jobs so that they do not become idle and so that they do not become easy targets to be recruited into acts of terrorism.
Okay, but what does the law say about compensation? Do these people deserve a certain level of compensation? And what part of the law, you know, states that?
So I can't at this point really say or recollect any law that says they're entitled to anything as they are now, except if they file for an enforcement of their fundamental rights. And so you have human rights lawyers, you have human rights organizations who at this point in time, I think should come up and really press the government that the rights of these people or the compensations that they are entitled to should be given to them so that their lives can become meaningful. but they may not be able to get anything except a fundamental rights enforcement is filed for them. If a fundamental rights enforcement is filed for them before any court, there's a higher possibility that the court would award huge compensation or huge damages against the Nigerian government for incarcerating them for that very long period of time. Because that will also have altered so many things about their lives. So one will hope that even without having to file fundamental rights enforcement at this time, that the government is able to take up that moral responsibility to ensure that they are adequately compensated so that their lives can become meaningful.
That was Barrister Mutiu Akinsoya, a legal practitioner, speaking. Is there a security implication to all of this? I had a chat with a security analyst, and this is what he has to say.
Dr. Kabir Adamu, Managing Director of Beacon Security and Intelligence Limited. As far as I know, and what I heard is that 230 suspects who have been in detention for quite a while have been released after they've been cleared of any association with terrorists or terrorist activity. Now, that's a good development. It is in line with our national counterterrorism strategy, and is also in line with the provisions of the Terrorism Prevention and Prohibition Act as revised in 2021. Mm. Anytime a suspect is held, either he or she should be charged, and it's only a competent court of jurisdiction that can allow him to be detained. And even at that, for not longer than months, what we saw is that some of these persons were detained for upward of 5 years, up to 10 years. And so their rights, fundamental rights that human beings have been informed upon. Mm. And this move is actually a good move. And I think the Bola and the Tinubu administration deserve commendation. And since this administration came into place in May 2023, we've seen several actions by especially the Attorney General of the Federation, where he has attempted to address the congestion, as it were, of suspects and review their participation. So constantly we've seen that happening over and over again. And it's quite interesting and intrinsic that as part of the move to achieve a fair trial for the suspects, this development has come where about 230 of them have been released. Okay. No doubt there are consequences that would follow that release, but perhaps the government will tell us what it means.
Okay, but are there no worries that the fact that these people were detained for that long, there's going to be a security implication? What if they decide to take back their pound of flesh, being that they were innocent and they were held, in detention for this long?
So that is where the expertise to determine their current state, their grievances, would need to follow. And I'm hoping that that has been done already. If it has been done...
They are currently in rehabilitation.
Yes, so that rehabilitation needs to be completed. And during that period, the rehabilitation period would allow the government to do a couple of things. Number one, address their grievances. Mm. Number two, teach them some skill set. Mm. Number three, determine if they require capital. And then determine if they require compensation for this long period. In fact, there is no amount of compensation that would suffice, because a chunk of their life has been wasted. Mm. And so it is to assuage them, apologize to them, and then support them to live new life. Hopefully, because, as most of them are Nigerians, and in fact, they're all Nigerians, I want things to end. So the religious component would also play a role, using our religious clerics to preach to them, seek their forgiveness, and allow them
to
live new life
with
health.
That was Kabir Adamu, a security analyst, speaking. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.